This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Me and all my friends were all misunderstood. They say we stood for nothing and there's no way we'd ever... Yeah. Fuck.
Did you prepare that?
I worked on that for like a calendar week. And okay. Is that a Guinness?
It's actually a sea hag.
Oh, okay. So you've been talking to my uncle. That's what he used to call me, sea hag. With us as never before is Amir Blumenfeld, Micah Hurwitz, Johnny Villa, and of course myself, Marika Brownlee. It's another episode of the HeadGum Podcast. We haven't done one of these in general since last Tuesday in terms of recording, which is like not, it's too long for me to be away from the show, one. And two, Amir, you haven't been on for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. I did the episode before the last episode.
You don't have to wear a mask on the show. We're not together.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to be overly safe.
Are you standing?
Yeah, I got a standing desk. That's my new, like...
Don't take your mask off when you're not talking and then put it back on when you're talking, because it's going to be bad for audio quality and there's no logic behind it.
Yeah, I got that. So keep it on or keep it off.
Because you're in the room alone, right?
Yeah, but there's like a window here and I don't know what's filtering in from the street. So I'm just trying to be like...
So close the window, right?
Well, I enjoy the fresh air. Like, it's nice natural sunlight. You're in a closet. You wouldn't get it, but yeah.
This is fucked. Micah, what are you drinking? Cheers.
A sea hag. It's an IPA. It's a New England IPA.
Right.
Indian Pale Ale. That's right. An Indian Pale Ale. Little hoppy.
Eat India Pale Ale.
Yes, an India. Yeah, that's what I said. An India Pale Ale.
You said Indian Pale Ale.
It's also Indian. In addition for it to be...
It's not racist, but it really sounded racist coming from you.
Yeah, I was just saying that it's a... Yeah, it's a basically, it's a pale... Like, as far as ales are concerned, it's India, and it's pale, for sure.
Yeah.
What are you drinking, Jeff?
I'm drinking a Revolution Brewing... oh, God, what's it called? Anti-Hero IPA. It's a Chicago staple. So, you know, for better or for worse, we don't have Danny Sellers on here to confirm that it is choice, but you would like it.
Sweet. I look forward to trying it one day. It looks like it's that same golden color.
Yeah, it looks like we, for all intents and purposes, we're drinking the same thing.
Yeah, right. I'm not a huge fan of the cloudy, the hazy IPAs.
They taste like milk.
Yeah, right.
The mouthfeel does.
I think a lot of them actually have like lactose in them.
That's too much for me. Yeah, I don't want dairy.
I love a creamy ale though, like a pale Indian.
What's that?
I like a creamy, almost milky, frothy pale ale, like almost like a milky, almost like a. Have you ever had a Guinness?
Yes. We just were talking about it. First thing I said.
I was tased earlier today for accidentally robbing a bank.
That's to be able to even accidentally robbing means that you did grab cash, which could not have been an accident because of how many security measures are in place.
I had a candy bar in my pocket at Citibank and I was asked to remove it and I couldn't hear it because I was listening to a podcast. So I
said, which one?
The HeadGum Podcast, of course. So I said, everybody be cool, right? Like, which is just like... We're all having fun here, but I had my hands in my pockets and I carry around a king size frozen Snickers, which I guess resembles a gun sometimes.
Right.
So I said, everybody be cool. And everyone started freaking out. And I'm still listening to the show, so I can barely process what the fuck is going on. All this time, I enjoy it. Like, this is completely unrelated to me liking a milky beer. And then,
yeah.
smash cut so wait, to, so in, yeah.
Let's say,
yeah, let's no, say continue. Even,
let's just say, for the sake of argument, people know that it's a candy bar and not a gun. It's still not normal to be blasting a podcast in your ears and be trying to also kind of maintain a conversation, and especially starting that conversation with, everybody stay cool.
Yeah. Are you talking about the beer thing or the...
No, it has nothing to do with the beer. You just said it had nothing to do with the beer.
Okay. Yeah. I just want... Yeah. I feel like we're talking about
Mask
two things.
Mask is still on.
Now we're talking about three things at once.
I'll Venmo you $5 if you take the mask off.
Wow.
This is Micah on the street to a homeless 80-year-old.
Breathe. I'll give you 10 if you just breathe in my mouth.
I get off to that shit.
We can keep going up. Johnny, what are you drinking? What are you drinking, if anything?
I am not drinking anything. There's no like soft liquor, for lack of a better term, in the house. It's all hard liquor, and I don't want to toy around with the devil's liquid, as they call it.
Jesus,
I don't know if they do.
At least my parents call it that.
Right. So they have it and they keep it, but they don't approve of anyone drinking it.
Of course. It's all for show.
Amir's gone. That's a good start.
Back, baby.
You know what? Well, so Amir's back in his frame of the video and on the show, but you know what else is back, Johnny?
Oh, what's back?
Conversation enders. I was on the Discord today and somebody was like, I miss the conversation enders. And Marika's not on the show this week. So I thought maybe this week we go a little off the rails, or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mike is pissed.
I was really hoping for Jeopardy.
Fuck. We don't have Jeopardy. We have two other segments you might like that are similar to Jeopardy. But first, let's just get into it. I obviously opened a little bit of a bag and let the cat out, right? Because I said, Amir, don't text anybody else during the show. I said, I basically forced John George, former intern in front of the network, to name three things he disliked about Jake. And I was lambasted, roasted over a fucking skillet this earlier today on the Slack for like trying to keep things light. And I don't think that was very fair. B, I have a way to right seemingly what people thought was a wrong, but I thought was a right. So let's write the right or wrong.
Okay. What was that? I didn't understand any of that. That was so meandering. And then it just ended like we knew what to do, but it didn't make any sense.
My audio cut out for the first half of it.
That's fine.
So I only heard the second half, and I assumed nothing at all made sense, but it didn't tie together.
Will be in the show. The preface will be in the show, but all you guys need to do is name three things that I could be better at each.
Three things that you could be better at than Jake, or just
no, in,
than yourself?
As a person, yeah.
Your internet is cutting out, so I guess your internet could be better. You're often unprepared. You're ill-prepared for things, so your internet's bad, and then you're late in addition to that. And you don't seem to have very good interpersonal skills. Like, you put people on the spot a lot, and it makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Everybody here ill at ease, if that makes sense.
All right.
Yeah, you're sort of like an uncomfortable chair.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to be in your presence, it feels like there's a knot in all of our collective backs.
Right, yeah.
There's five. I don't know if anyone else has anything
to
add.
That one was, it was so fast. I thought that, because when I said, hey, everybody name three things that you hate about Jake, everybody really took a long pause and they couldn't think of anything. I ask you just off the top, like three things I could be better at, and you name them almost as if you had them written down somewhere.
Yeah, fashion-wise, you try way too hard. Like, you often, like, look at, like, what looks good, and you, like, mix and match and try to figure out, like, what you could wear, or, like, watch-wise, what hats and what, like, things are of the fashion, but it reeks of effort. So, like, just stylistically, sartorially, it seems like too much. You spend your time on way, like, things that are super mundane. Like, don't learn about people's addresses. Don't learn about watches. Don't learn about like what the cool restaurants to eat in fucking Chicago, like places you'll never go to. Just focus your energy and effort on important shit, I guess. So you're like all over the place in a bad way, and then you're slow about it too. So it's like a shitty machine gun spraying like soap everywhere. It's like kind of helpful, but ultimately annoying to clean up.
Epic burn.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, we'll call that one thing.
That's five. I really feel like we have to move on because Amir just has locked and loaded with so many things that ring true. So I'm afraid that I'm going to burst into tears on the show.
Oh yeah, bursting into tears. You seem very fragile emotionally too. It seems like you can dish stuff out, but you can't take it in. So like, you're often like grumpier in a sour or sad mood. You don't seem to sleep well either. You'll text me at all hours of the night, late at night, early in the morning. I guess there are some demons there that you want to exercise that you haven't worked through. So like, you deflect. I guess you use sense of humor as like a defense mechanism. Yeah. You're like, often you avoid having serious conflict or conversations by making jokes. So there's like something there that you don't want to address. Almost like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I joke around with my therapist a lot. Right. And she's like, no, let's really get to the heart of it. Yeah. And it's just hard, you know, because like there's so much. It's like, how do you stop an avalanche before it happens?
Right. Yeah, exactly. The wheels are in motion. Exactly. Yeah. You're not a good listener
like
either.
The cars.
Yeah. You're not a good listener.
It's a horse. No, like the idea is that there's a horse and he's chomping at the bit. And if you open that gate, it's just going to go full steam ahead. And the race isn't starting yet.
Right. Exactly.
Johnny, three things I could be better at?
I think Amir really, really hit it out of the park with this one. Do you mind like repeating all of those, Amir? Like,
Well, I feel that if you
can still harp on it.
I will versus
punctuality, like, poor internet. I think we're the first to do punctuality. You're off the link for things. You're disorganized.
Punctuality,
you're scatterbrained.
Functionality.
Yeah, you're not good at listening. You cut people off. You make people feel ill
at
ease.
I don't cut people off. Yeah. What I want to do, sorry, keep going, but
yeah,
I'll keep
I was
going
saying
too.
You make people feel uncomfortable. Both,
I don't try to do that.
Yeah,
sorry,
online and in person. You seem to be using sense of humor as a defense mechanism to hide demons, and you don't sleep well. I think those are the big, like, six
Thank
or seven.
You. All right. Yeah. That wasn't too bad because I talked over him, so I didn't hear anything. So.
Yeah.
So that is something that you can also improve on.
Micah, three things I could be better at?
I really think you're great, man. I don't have any criticism.
And the crazy fucking thing is that like Amir just listed like 10 things that he actually genuinely dislikes about me. And like, it was really sticking with me, but that one piece of praise that you gave me will stick with me for the rest calendar year. Yeah.
I'll name three things that I think you're like, really good at.
Okay.
So like you're good at like drinking a beer with your left hand. Cause I just saw you do that. You brought it up to your mouth. That was pretty good.
Well, that's like pretty that's simple.
You're good at like, you're good at talking into a microphone because I can see that you're doing that like well right now.
Yeah.
And then I think you're also like, you're not bad at wearing a hat. Like the hat could be a little less shallow. You know?
Everything you just said are like passive movements.
It's pretty solid.
Don't take effort or skill.
Three compliments back to back to back. You're welcome.
So I feel like you're back to neutral, right? Like between what I said and what Micah says, I feel like net zero. You're not bad at wearing
a hat.
And you can use your left hand.
But you said that I'm bad at functionality and punctuality.
Yeah, you're not a man to me.
Well, what does being a man even mean, right? Does it mean like being on time, being responsible,
everything,
being an adult about shit? Or,
yeah.
You're all right. I thought it maybe didn't mean that.
You're a baby worm.
What about having like a childlike sense of curiosity?
You're a pupa.
Is that anything?
You're a pupa to me. Yeah. You're a little maggot.
Yeah.
You're a maggot. A leech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was the first one. This was the first conversation ender. So.
Oh, here's a compliment, Jeff. You're like very easily enthused.
I think that's not a compliment. Mm-hmm. That means that, I'm shiny objects catch my attention willy-nilly.
It means you're like easily excited about things, so you're fun to be around.
All right, who's the most fascinating person you've ever met, for better or for worse?
The most fascinating person we met for worse.
Rukia's pretty interesting.
Sax.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right. Let's hear about some adventures you guys have been on. Micah, you're an adventurer. Would you like to start us off?
You just want to hear about any adventure that I've ever been on?
Well, you know, like things are starting to get better. We're starting to see some lights at the end of the tunnel vaccine-wise.
Yeah,
but for
right.
the time being, I want to live vicariously through
Last
you.
Saturday, I went to like this nutso rave. It wasn't socially distant or anything. Yeah, and it was,
right.
But it was in an enclosed space. So everybody was really close to each other. Yeah, it was just like, it was lit. Everyone was wasted, like doing a bunch of drugs.
This is during shelter in place warning.
This was last weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
That was.
Also, don't you use.
But I'm just saying.
Wrong.
I did.
Because
I'm saying.
Yeah. Because you said, I went to this nutso rave and there was a ton of people there, but it was in an enclosed space. Like, but it was, there was this thing which made it safe.
I think
it
was
another thing that
but
made
it's not like
harping
we were
on
wearing,
the wrong thing.
It's not like we were wearing masks or anything
right.
over our faces.
It should be and.
You yeah. asked me about an adventure I went on and I was just answering the question.
Sorry. Yeah, go on.
That's it.
So you went a couple blocks away to a warehouse party?
I didn't say a couple blocks.
Well, where was it then?
Deep Bushwick. Like a couple blocks away from my apartment.
Yeah, there. Right.
I didn't say
Are
that
you
before,
in a,
though.
You look like you're in a war bunker.
Yeah, I'm actually in Connecticut right now on the real.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm in this podcast studio that Jake built.
Are you guys both with family right now?
Yes.
Nice.
Quarantining, of course. I was joking about the rave thing.
Right. What's can we talk about the housing situation? Jake told me a little bit about it, or is it something you want to keep on the down low?
What housing situation?
That Jake bought a place and you're going to live in the downstairs unit.
Oh, is that what he said? That's undetermined.
So that's not what happened. So you bought the place. And
I didn't buy a place. I bought. Oh, you're talking about Jake's place that I
yeah.
funded. technically. Jake bought an apartment, or Jake bought a house, and there's a basement that I might live in. That's true.
But you had to submit a formal application, and the application's still pending.
Still pending, yeah.
Yeah.
So Jake has to approve you?
Yeah, technically.
Jesus. I'm sorry to hear that.
Will you be my guarantor?
Oh, like, what do I have to say that I'm on the hook for?
The whole rental fees in case I am delinquent on rent.
For how long?
What are the chances of you being delinquent on rent, though?
Pretty high, because I actually just, I gave Marty my 2 weeks earlier.
you signed a lease
you're on the show?
With your brother and then signed quit the lease. Your job. You applied to live with Jake and you quit your job.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's, these are all the facts. And then I was asking you to be my guarantor.
No, I will not. I guarantee I will not be your guarantor. Absolutely not. I feel like you're already.
Right, thanks for considering.
You just Venmo requested me for $3,700. I said I would not be your guarantor. Another one, $5,200. Jesus Christ.
What's the plan? Like, are you going to another job or you signing a pretty expensive lease if it's $3,700 a month and then you're quitting your job but still coming on this show?
I feel like I have some big opportunities coming up, and I don't want to be busy with work when they come to me. Does that make any sense?
Do you have irons in the fire, or you just feel like intuitively something's going to come your way?
Yeah, it's sort of more of an intuitive sense that I think something is coming my way.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's cool. That's optimistic, but like, no.
Yeah.
All right, lightning round. Best alcoholic drink. 3, 2, 1, Johnny, go.
Fireball.
God, Micah. 3, 2, 1, go.
A cocktail or a old fashioned?
Old fashioned. Amir, 3, 2, 1.
Give me a cranberry cider on the side. And guess what I'm drinking it next to?
A bridge?
A bridge is right. And
We don't need a big, long-winded explanation of why you ended up next to a bridge. Best non-alcoholic drink. 3, 2, 1, Micah, go.
Water.
Johnny, 3, 2, 1, go.
Milk.
God. So we have Fireball and milk from Johnny. Amir, best non-alcoholic drink. 3, 2, 1, go.
I like a mango LaCroix.
Oh, that's good. All right, favorite restaurant. Again, lightning round. Micah, 3, 2, 1, go.
The Smith.
In
New York. It's like there's multiple locations, kind of a chain.
Got it. Johnny, 3, 2, 1, go.
Applebee's.
Fireball, milk, and Applebee's.
I'm a simple man.
You're a simpleton.
Excuse you.
Amir, favorite restaurant, 3, 2, 1, go.
Dallas Barbecue, Midtown Manhattan. All you can ribs for $4.99. And did I mention where it's located?
Midtown Manhattan, yeah.
I did. I was going to say next to a bridge, but yeah, that works.
All you can ribs? All you
for
can
$5?
Ribs.
$5?
Yeah, what does that even mean? All you can eat ribs?
I wish. They have giblets and riblets.
And gimlets. All right, last question of conversation enders. Amongst your friends, what are you most known for? We'll start with Johnny, seemingly arbitrarily.
I'm the one who likes to do creative things on the side. That's really my thing in my friend group, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You need better friends, man. And I've been telling Marika this for weeks, but this just confirmed it. That means your friends aren't creative. You're friends with suits. Have you seen Entourage?
You've been talking to Marika about this behind my back for weeks.
I shouldn't have said that. Marika's really been the catalyst of the conversations. I just am kind of yes-manning her because I don't want to get on her bad side. You obviously have already
obviously
made
not.
It on her. Yeah. It's called Brownlee's.
You're sweating
bad side.
So much and like trying to kind of recoup your losses when I immediately kind of just assume that you were the one who was starting these conversations. And I'm sure that I'm right because you're really, really nervous right now.
Well, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. You're the rock, and Brownlee's the hard place. Like, it's the two power players in HeadGum canon, really. And I just don't want to be caught in the middle of it.
Can you at least apologize for talking behind my back?
I'm sorry.
Why so disingenuous? Like, not it's not even genuine.
Amir, among your friends, what are you most known for?
I am the fastest server west of the Mississippi.
Wi-Fi or...
Huh?
What are you, do you work at a restaurant on the side, or do you just have fast speeds?
I basically can play table tennis with the breast of them.
Meaning?
Anybody with a breast, I'm somewhat their equal or a little bit lesser than.
Okay.
And my
serve. That's what you're known for?
Ferris cut that out.
What? Why? I thought it was a very apt answer. Ferris, keep it in.
I thought it was a daft answer.
Thank you. We agree.
Micah?
Being jacked.
Yeah,
shredded,
that checks out.
Lean.
Yeah.
Very disciplined. I've been working out, training.
Yeah.
My entire life.
I feel like
life.
You were always working out, training.
Always. Yeah, always. Always on a regimen.
You made it sound like you just recently in like the fall were like really on a kick, but it's always.
I always make it seem like I was recently on a kick.
Why? What benefit?
Because I'm always on a kick.
You went to Santa Barbara, right? UCSB? How was that?
Dope. That's cool.
Sax. Welcome to Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. COVID deaths reached 276,000 today in the U.S. So I thought that we could do like a fun little segment where I kind of shoot off some really grim statistics at you guys and just kind of facts about where we're at. And you guys try and, you know, look on the bright side. Offer some hope in these hopeless times. So anybody feel free to chime in. Let's start with that one. 276,000 dead as of today, December 4th. Let's look on the bright side, though.
Okay.
That's like mostly old people, right?
That's good. All right.
So, why is that
natural
good?
Natural selection, in a way.
I don't think so. Our senior citizens are some of our most sacred part of the population. I mean, they have so much wisdom. If anything, we've lost more years because of that than if it was an equal distribution of people dying. You can make
I
a case that...
I really wish that I had known that several years ago, because I kind of made a habit of like tripping old folks down the escalator.
You wish you had known what?
That they're like sacred and wise and have something to offer. Instead of just me going, oh, let me off her.
Oh my God.
That's actually a hate crime.
You murder her.
All right. Let's rein it in. Let's bring it in. What? Johnny, what about you?
Bring what in? You said two terrible things and now it's on Johnny to do what exactly?
Kind of bring us back to a stasis.
I find it difficult to even bounce back from that horrible, horrible statistic.
Okay.
Yeah, it is okay.
Well, that's the game. That's the game, is to bounce back from that horrible statistic.
I feel like there are some like bright sides of COVID, you know? Like,
yeah,
there are some silver linings, but you shared a fact with us that was just like, it's kind of impossible to...
So you're saying even the best silver linings?
Well,
because
you're asking us
that.
To find a silver lining in the fact that 280,000 people,
quarter
died.
Million Americans died from this disease.
All right, what about this? This is Jim Jefferies, and he's trying to look on the bright side of COVID.
The only silver lining about COVID is that I saw Silver Linings Playbook.
Who's that?
He's like an Australian comedian, and he has a show that my buddy actually works for.
Is he funny? Because you just made him sound like a complete moron.
Well, I've never seen the show. His name is Jeffrey James Jeffries or something, though. It's like there's something about it where it's like we have the same name almost.
His name is Jim Jeffries. He just said his name.
Then maybe it's James Jeffries then. I don't fucking care.
Right, then the Jim is the nickname.
Sure, sure.
Oh yeah, his name is James. Right. His name is Jeff James Nugent.
Oh, there you go.
Oh wait, so yeah, so 280,000 people died, but Jim Jeffries saw Silver Linings Playbook.
So there you go. All right. So
not even. Yeah, it was just the impression that he did.
At this rate, everyone is going to have celebrated a birthday during COVID. But let's look on the bright side.
Gives you a chance to be more introspective and appreciative of the things that you have.
No, I love it. I love it. This is what I wanted from the segment, and this is where I knew Micah would shine for this. Then you have Johnny, and he's sitting here in a yellow beanie, pissed. You haven't said anything for the past 4.5 minutes.
You're sort of cutting in and out.
I want to double down on the bad Wi-Fi thing. Yeah. I think that can definitely be improved.
Shit, really?
Yeah. All right. I just want people at home to know that like he's cutting in and out during the accusations. So like it's really hard to come back from them.
Is this fine now? Am I back or what's going on?
Yeah, you're back.
With gas?
Yeah, you're good now. We can hear you.
All right. Johnny?
What? Johnny, what? You said some horrible things. The conversation go anywhere. And then you just fucking say Johnny's name. The worst lead-in you could possibly have.
I'm telling you, man, I'm going to be on my late night shit eventually.
How?
This is how Carson... What's that?
No way. No way.
This is how Carson came up. He did radio almost.
Sure. But what you're doing is terrible interviewing. Reading awful things and then saying somebody's name. That's not a setup.
I know more people who have lost their jobs than kept them.
Chance for a new opportunity.
There you go. And you're kind of doing this to yourself, Micah. You're literally putting in your 2 weeks.
Right.
And yeah. Putting yourself in the position that other people like were forced into, basically.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Last one. In a recent straw poll, researchers found that depression is up 38% since daylight savings began. What would Johnny do?
So you've completely forgotten the segment.
You changed the game. That wasn't the game.
Yeah. Thank you. I did change the game. I appreciate that.
What would Johnny do? What? Depression is up. What would Johnny do about that or what?
Well, Johnny, now that you have this information, what are you going to do about it? And you don't have to do anything.
I think I might have to intervene.
What? With what? How? What are you talking about?
Intervene. I think I'm just going to step in, you know?
This is crazy.
Kind of like reach out to a friend or...
No, I'm just like, you know, put my 2 cents in, you know?
Where? To who?
Jeff's idiocy is fucking contagious. I can't believe it's spreading.
So wait, so depression has went up 38% since daylight saving times has begun. And yeah. Johnny wants to put his 2 cents in.
Yes.
What does
Much
that
like
mean,
you
Johnny?
Put your 2 weeks in.
In a way. But it's different.
Yeah.
Because I'm sort of abandoning something and Johnny seems like he wants to contribute to something.
All right. Johnny's gonna do his thing.
Yeah.
He left.
Of course he left.
Oh, God.
This is John Mayer at Hotel Cafe. It's one of his best solos ever.
That's
completely improvised
John
on the spot.
Mayer?
Yeah.
His voice is really low in that one.
So this is a... This is a segment I just thought we could give our thoughts on this solo. Let's kind of dissect it. Johnny, I know you play. Micah, you're kind of musical in the way you go about life.
I play guitar.
I didn't know that. Even better.
I've played it before.
So you don't play it?
I don't play anymore. I used to.
You should pick it back up. It's great for COVID. This is where it gets crazy, right here. This is kind of what they call the breakdown, Johnny. Right?
I guess, yeah. I mean, John Mayer's
great. It's okay to, like, kind of get into it. You know, you can kind of sway in the morning or otherwise. Right?
Yeah, I guess I could sway, but I don't see how this would be beneficial for the audience at all.
Well, it's a visual. It's an audio medium, but they are hearing the music, so they can sway along with us. Just picture Johnny kind of going hog wild. He's going nuts in here.
Are you able to leave this into the actual audio file, or is that like...
Yeah.
You don't have to license it or anything?
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that.
So this might
it might be a lot of silence, yeah.
It might be a silence here, yeah.
In a way.
You can make guitar noises with your mouth and then insert
all right, so
them.
It's like... Never
mind, stop.
Right?
Do it after, though. Do it after
yeah.
Put it back in.
No, let me just get it wild now so that I don't have to record again.
No, it's okay.
Oh, God. Now Johnny. Just Johnny.
No.
This is beyond fucked. This is one that I put a lot of work into. And the past two episodes I put nothing into. I didn't have any segments. And people are like online praising them. They're saying these are the best episodes yet. And then when I try, it comes across like this.
Like what? You don't think this was a good episode?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
What? I never know. That's the issue. I never know. Do you guys, let's do this. Johnny, you take the floor.
I'll take the floor?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. All right, so let's wax poetic about our favorite fast food choices. I don't know if you guys are fast food junkies like I am, but I love me a good Wendy's 4 for $4. It's cheap, and it fills you up pretty nicely.
What's included in the 4 for $4?
So you have the option between, this is me at the drive-thru. So you have the option between like a little junior bacon cheeseburger or a little chicken sandwich. And on top of that, you get a 4-piece chicken nuggets and a small fries and a drink. And the small drink is actually kind of like quite big. But yeah, I think it's pretty filling and it's pretty cheap. I actually ate it every day of my sophomore year of college because I did not have a meal plan and it was pretty incredible.
Did you do the math on that? Cause that's like, that's $28 a week, which
it was cheaper
than
the
meal plan.
Is it actually more expensive? I didn't do the math, but I kind of estimated.
Meal plans are expensive.
They're like
dude.
Several thousand dollars.
Crazy.
That sounds good, though. Can you get a Frosty as the drink, or is that off limits?
I think it is on limits, but I never tried because ice cream in the middle of the day is never really my strong suit.
I mean, you're already kind of going all in on the 4 for $4.
He wants to be healthy.
Of course.
Best fast food joint? Probably... It's got to be like Chipotle.
Well, he didn't say place. He said choice. So like, what do you get and where?
Mm.
So what's your Chipotle order?
Yeah, it's like half serving of rice, white or brown, whatever you want. And then veggies, pinto beans.
You've never been to Chipotle.
Double chicken.
He's reading off the menu right now.
Yeah, you're frantically Googling it.
Yeah, well, a double chicken, pico de gallo.
Oh, you always got to do double chicken.
Yeah, but you make it healthy. You don't get like cheese and sour cream.
Do you want guac with that? It's extra.
Yeah, I'm going to get the guac.
Okay, okay.
And you want a life hack? Go to Chipotle and you ask for meat, and you don't say, can I have double meat? You let them fill it up, and then you say, can I get a little extra?
And they don't charge you?
No, they say, well, I'm going to have to charge you for double meat. And then you say, sure.
So you do get double meat.
you end up paying for it. But then they like kind of resent you a little bit.
So you end up paying it like both in anxiety and with your wallet.
Right. And then you get to the front and you just, hawk over your card.
You give them a little wink at the end. It's a little extra.
I mean, Chipotle is a good go-to. Like in terms of fast food that I eat normally, Chipotle is up there because, you can definitely make it healthy. Which, Johnny, you don't have to fucking worry about. But, when you have my genetic predisposition, you got to kind of have to figure it out. I start bursting into tears. if I'm throwing caution to the wind, I think Chick-fil-A. And that's also throwing political affiliations aside.
Wait, let me actually redo my answer. If we could throw political affiliations what was the other thing you said? Caution to the wind. In terms of health, then I think I would probably say Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. But if we're going health, I'm going to go like Micah, Chipotle, mm-hmm. double chicken. I do no rice.
Yeah. That's actually kind of savage. If you're doing this every day, you should probably do Chipotle versus like a 4x4 for Wendy's.
I mean, Johnny's in good shape. He did it every day for a calendar year and he looks like that. So
yeah. Frail.
Also, if you're listening, just know that if you're not hot, you're not valued.
Why? Why is this your soapbox right now?
What's that?
You're kind of judging people by their looks.
I'm echoing sentiments that my dad told me when I was 9.
Your dad told me.
And you said you've been seeing a therapist?
My dad took a fucking measuring tape, wrapped it around my bust, and said, you're a 34C. Then he said, verbatim, if you're not hot, you're not valued in this family, in this culture, and in this house. I don't know why the house came last, like that was the most important. But Chipotle double chicken is exactly right.
It's exactly what?
Exactly rice, brown or white.
Oh, okay, said. Nice. No guac?
Guac, is it extra?
Yeah, guac's going to be extra, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it. But only because I'm in a good mood. And then like we have a rapport and like suddenly I get her digits and then we're texting, we're sexting and she's next.
What do you mean she's next?
Like,
I don't like the way that's out. I didn't like the way that's out.
In my little black book, it's like, do you ever preemptively write somebody's name down? Like, we're going to fuck. You know what I mean?
Absolutely not. Never.
Really? You guys don't have a to-do list? Micah left.
Okay. It's just the two guys, you know?
The core two.
Yeah. And honestly, this is how it should be.
Honestly, I've been meaning to pitch you a show. It's basically the HeadGum Podcast, but it's just Johnny and Jeff. And so it's Johnny and Jeff, and then that's the title of it. And then it's like, what's it about? Well, it's kind of the show about nothing. Seinfeld did pretty fucking well. So I think that this podcast is going to be fine.
Sounds like a good opportunity, quite honestly.
Sounds like a good opportunity. Like it's going to really forward your career. It's going to for sure set you back.
I'm okay with that. I love starting from scratch.
It's an opportunity to go backwards so that you can start from scratch.
Tabula rasa, blank slate.
Logic. Oh my god. I had a lot of fun on this episode. Johnny, do you have anything to plug?
Anything to plug? No, not really right now. You can follow me on Instagram at Johnny V, JohnnyVII.
Hop off private? Because you were on private when I followed you.
Yeah, I did hop off private. I am working on things, not posting anything yet, but I still have a lot of projects in the works that I'm very, very excited about. And they're all going to live on Instagram. That's my digital medium.
Really?
Yes.
Well, can I give them a little sneak peek of what you've been working on?
I don't know how you got it, but sure, I guess.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of the HeadGum Podcast. If you have time, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you don't have time or you're not going to give us 5 stars, don't bother. Johnny, you have the floor. Send us out.
Wow.
Sax. Johnny's gonna do his thing.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.